Coast with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Finny.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, and you're doing a little better?
Yeah, it was a rough week. I didn't work for an entire week, which is really rare for me. I was down and out. But I'm coming back.
I like your new earrings.
Thank you. My daughter gave them to me for my birthday. That was really nice. Because I missed my birthday, Thanksgiving, a whole bunch of stuff. But like I said, we're coming back. And you?
I don't know what I did. I was getting a little ready for Christmas, wrote my cards.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's
We had a little bit of cold weather there, felt a little Christmas.
I hated it.
I know, you're so funny.
I hate it. I put my poinsettias out. I buy fake ones now because I'm around a windy corner. They were down the street, even the fake ones, but at least they didn't die.
Yeah, at least they didn't die. Oh, God, you're so funny. And we have two special guests on the show today. We have Marianne Torres from Assisting Hands. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here today. And we have Sandra Durbin, the caregiver's coach.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you today.
First I want to say thank you to our newest listeners. We have Linda and Seminole.
Must be old like us.
We have, yeah, everybody, Linda. You know, when I go to Curves, it's really funny because everybody's around my age, 65 or older, in Curves. And there's like maybe 10 of us that are there every morning at 6 o'clock. And I think 5 of us are Linda. It's hysterical. And also, we have a new listener, Milky, from Italy.
Wow, welcome.
So that's kind of cool. So Facebook Live really gets around out there. You never know. But to start out the show, we're going to play a special song. This song is actually my step second cousin or something like that. His name is Pete Camp. He just wrote this Christmas song. He's 18 years old. He plays 5 instruments on the song, wrote the song, and sings the song. And it just puts me in the Christmas mood. So here you go.
Then the door opens and we share a smile, 'cause we know that it's been a while. Christmas tree. You know it's all that I need.
Yeah, I love that song.
Me
so
too.
You can go out. It's Pete Camp, and it's You and the Christmas Tree, and you can get it on iTunes and Spotify and all those places where you get all that stuff. But isn't it? I just love it. Just it's really a new. It's my new peppy Christmas song.
This makes me wonder though. Like I give some people lots of talent, and then there's me.
Well, he's unbelievable. He's just absolutely unbelievable. So okay, I'm glad we're in a little bit of the Christmas spirit here, because. We're going to talk Marianne, you and I, a little bit, and Sandra, if you want to jump in at any time. What's some of the holiday stresses with caregivers that we need to talk about, and how can we help caregivers relieve some of that stress?
Oh, like we were talking prior to the show starting, with cold and flu season, number one, you're supposed to be the primary caregiver for your loved one, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever, and you're trying to get the holidays going, you're trying to still take care of them, and then you have the cold and flu season coming, which just makes it even a little bit more dreadful. So that's another reason why we do what we do, and we try to help.
And it's great because somebody can just have someone come in, explain to our listeners that don't really understand about home health, how they can have somebody come in and just help out.
Oh, absolutely. We provide in-home care and assistance, which is anywhere from personal care, homemaking services, transportation services, as well as just companionship. So if the caregiver, at this time of year especially, is just so overwhelmed, we have no minimum, so we can come in for an hour, 2 hours, twice a week, three times a week, to give them that respite care so they can go ahead and take care of themselves and their family needs, because they still have other family that needs
it. Yeah, usually
needs
they
as
do.
Well.
Usually they do.
And that's what's so hard to balance it all out. So we do try our best to go in and do the best that we can to help out just a little bit.
Well, and I think this is real important to caregivers. Try to prepare for this ahead of time. You know what the biggest stress is with caregivers? They're all of a sudden they're in the dilemma.
Correct.
It's the diagnosis. It's all of a sudden, okay, I found out I have the flu, you know, or whatever. If you hook up with a home health care company before the crisis, then you're set.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you meet with them and you know them, mm-hmm. and they know you and they get to meet your loved one and everything, yep. then, okay, now I'm feeling really sick and it's really tough for me to take mom to the doctor today. I know I can just call up and they're going to send someone because it's all been taken care of.
Exactly. For us to come in, excuse me, I think cold and flu season is coming.
yeah, no kissing on the show today.
All right. No, the only kisses I get all week.
For me to come out, because that's part of what I do, I go out to the home and I do the initial paperwork and assessment, and I get to meet the families and the potential new clients. For me to come out, there is no charge for that. I'm usually out there depending an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the questions that the family has, and that's what we're there for, to answer those questions. So it costs nothing. Once we do all the paperwork, there's about 6 or 7 pages of paperwork that we do, and I do all of it. All they have to do is sign. So yeah. I'm not throwing paper at
them. And that's a big deal for people.
Absolutely.
Oh, it is.
I agree. So, and then once all that is done and I go home and put everything into our computer system, whenever they're ready, we do ask that they give us a little bit of a notice,
of
a
course.
Day or two, so we can go ahead and prepare it and staff it correctly.
Right.
But if somebody's not feeling well and we've got all that done and they're on our caseload, quote unquote, all they have to do is give that phone call and we can be out there usually within 2 to 3 days.
And okay, and how do they pay for this?
We do participate in some long-term care insurance programs, such as Bankers Life, things like that. We are also part of some of the Medicaid long-term care programs. as well as
private pay.
Private pay.
Okay. Right. So and you would find that when they come to meet
right.
with you.
When I go meet with them, if they have insurance they have or whatever. Absolutely try to work with whatever insurance they have first and foremost, and then we'll go that route.
And can you work sometimes too with like VA benefits though?
Yes, we
I think
are.
That's really important.
Yes, we are part are contracted with the VA. Again, their social worker comes out and they make the determination of what is needed. And then they just let us know with the authorization and referral, and then we go out and start.
And that's really important. Mm-hmm. And so what? So you're one of our sponsors, you
yes.
and Assisting Hands at
yes.
Pinellas.
Yes.
So what area do you cover?
Yeah, our office particularly covers all of Pasco County. That's going from County Line Road, Hernando,
huge.
Which is San Antonio, Zephyr Hills, Dade City, all the way through Wesley Chapel, Land O'Lakes. Newport Richey Holiday, all the way down to Northern Pinellas, which includes Tarpon, obviously, and all the way to Largo. And then after that, Becky takes over.
Right, so, which is really good.
And we work well together. Anytime they have something that falls over the line, they let us know.
Yeah.
And we do the same because we work well. We work together, and that's part of it.
That's
Everybody
great.
Has to work together. Because our common goal is our community, not just our seniors, but
yeah.
all of our community.
When I lived on Long Island, I owned a franchise, and it was the same thing. We had a fine line, and sometimes we would swap, mm-hmm. or, you know, you just try to work it out, or what's best, or who can accommodate it best
right.
at that time, which is nice because you have a second company to work with that's the same as your company.
Exactly.
That you know you can call them up and say, hey, I got a little issue with this one, and maybe you can send somebody over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, too, I think people don't realize, many times when it comes around, for people that are now, I hate to say putting them in, for people that have now found new living arrangements for their loved one and they're now living in a community, and it's this time of year and it's just happened and this time of year, I think that can be even harder with everything that's going on. Now, can you have somebody come in and help them transition, have a home health care person come in and just help them transition in the community?
Absolutely.
I don't think people realize they can do that kind of stuff.
No, they probably don't, especially in the community, depending on what kind of community it is, whether it be in a 55 and older community or an ALF, ILF, things
right,
like that.
Right, if it's a 10-bed or if it's a 50-bed
right.
or whatever.
They have staff there, obviously, but for that one-on-one interaction to help unpack, set up their room the way they want to.
Coax
and,
them to show them
right.
around, take that
right.
time, because they don't have the time,
introduce
really,
them.
The people
exactly.
that work there to do that much.
That one-to-one interaction, correct.
Yeah.
So we can absolutely do that. Go in, get them comfortable, get them situated, introduce them to maybe the activities director, some of the other residents in the facility or in the community, and make them feel a little bit more comfortable because families still have to work and provide for their own families. So it is difficult.
You know what? And then you get to know them too because maybe mom wants to go to her church meeting every Tuesday night, and there's really no opportunity for go. But if she has somebody like this working with her, maybe they make a deal, and every Tuesday night she comes and she takes her to her
right.
church meeting or something. I think sometimes with help, we think it's got to be somebody that's bedridden that needs help. No.
Correct.
We all need help in different ways.
You're
sometimes
right.
it's just socialization.
Right. You're absolutely correct. People think of it home health care. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's their home. They're bedbound. But it's so much more than that. And thing that you probably, I don't know if you even knew, but we don't just, obviously, we do cater to seniors. But not just to seniors. You got your, you know, MVAs, your motor vehicle accidents. And
yep.
you've gotten broken legs and broken shoulders. You have brand new moms. Husbands are working. They've got a 2-year-old. They have a brand new baby. Family's all up north.
And their mom's not around, right?
Right. So we provide all that as well. And it's something that nobody
That's
really
great.
Pays. Nobody considers that.
Right.
You know, it's not a thought when it comes to home health.
Yeah, that's a really good idea because I know when I said I used to own a franchise. It was a Molly Mae franchise. It was residential home cleaning. And I used to encourage people for, like, a new mom, buy her a gift certificate to have her house cleaned.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be really cool if somebody bought somebody a gift certificate to have somebody come over and let her take a nap?
Yep, let her
or
take
something.
A nap.
I never thought of something like that. That's
do
a pretty
some
cool
laundry,
idea.
Or even make dinner.
Or put the tree up.
Yeah.
Oh, right, all right, do the tree.
Or just you know, watch the baby so you can do the tree if you want
there
to. Whatever you
go.
Like to do.
Exactly.
Some people want to do their, you know, want to do their own thing. But, yeah, I think lots of times we don't think about that. And you know what? I talk about guys all the time. When your neighbor asks, when your friend from Kiwanis asks, when somebody else calls and asks, let them help you. Let them help you. They call them because they want to help you, especially this time of year. And you know, the other thing I always say is as much as you think you're like you're the bomb caregiver in the world, maybe your loved one is like, please, go take a walk.
Oh,
let me meet somebody else today.
I have seen that so many times. I go into the house and mom's like, please, just get her away from me for 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, no problem.
And then she goes away, and then she comes back, and she gets to be daughter.
Exactly.
And not boss, or right. or whatever, or coaxer, or whatever the, you know, the conversation is.
You completely lose your identity on who you were prior to being the caregiver. You're no longer the daughter.
Yeah.
You're no longer the son.
Yeah. And it's that's not a fun place to be.
No, it's not. It's rough.
So, Sandra, you're
now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. Sandra's here. She's like, her head is like bobbing, like one of the little dogs in the back of the car.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So you deal with caregivers all the time.
Yes.
And how many are caregivers dying before the people they're taking care of?
They do, yeah. I mean, I was working at a community, and there was a woman who had early onset dementia, and her husband was still working. They still had children at home in their late teens. And so he had to move her to a community because he traveled a lot for work, and the children were still in high school and couldn't really handle their mom. And it was a crazy situation. And then the husband actually got diagnosed with cancer, and he ended up passing away before his wife.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I mean, it was just, and that was, I mean, that was probably about 15 years ago. So it was just a heartbreaking situation. It was really before early onset dementia became, you know, as
talked about.
Right, talked about as much as it is now. But you do see those kind of situations, and just in everyday life, because caregivers don't take care of themselves, and yeah. they do everything for everyone else, which is why they're caregivers. And they end up neglecting their own health and getting sick quite often before, you know, yeah. While the person they're caring for is still going strong.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation as I just jumped you in here. So okay. tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do. So they're like, who is this woman all of a sudden talking?
Yes, no. So I'm Sandra Durbin. I'm the caregiver coach. And what sort of prompted what I do with caregivers is that I was working with a family member who was looking at putting her mom into a community. And the dad was still very involved in the picture. They were, you know, her mom and dad were married. And dad was kind of yanking her back and forth about, yes, I'll sign all the paperwork so mom can move. And then she would go there and he wouldn't do it. And she was just really frustrated and struggling. And I thought, you know, I don't know that they're ever going to move anywhere with the situation, but she right. really needed some coping skills to right. deal with her dad and to deal with the situation. And that just was kind of how this was born, is that there's a lot of frustrations, a lot of, I think people a lot of times don't have the coping skills. They're, as you said at the beginning of the show, they're launched into a situation that they didn't plan for, that they maybe didn't even choose. And
they may not like.
And they may not like, absolutely. And it's okay to not like that, but yeah. I think people have a hard time with
guilt. Right.
They have
it's
guilt.
So huge, you know.
They have a hard time expressing. They feel like they can't say to somebody, I don't want to take care of my mom. This is not what I want to do. And so I offer a safe place for them to express those feelings and work through some coping mechanisms to deal with the feelings that they have and frustrations and, you know, find a better way to handle some of that.
You know, I can remember doing a support group program. This was a while ago, and a new woman came in, and she didn't say too much. Everybody else mm-hmm. was talking, and they were talking about taking care of their mom and how much they love their mom, you know, and blah, 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 blah. Well, when it was over, after everybody left, she stayed behind, and she said, I don't like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was never nice to me. My mother treated me awful, treated my brothers and sisters awful, and now you want me to take care of her?
Right.
That's tough.
Right.
That's a tough thing.
Well, and we're in this society now where we do a lot of shaming. You know, we shame new moms over everything that they do. We just have a culture of shaming people. And that's a perfect example, is not everybody loves their parents. Not everybody has great relationships. And they,
right.
and you know, they're the only ones left that are there to care for them. And sometimes they don't like it. And we have to give a place for people to be able to say that it's not all, yeah. oh, I just love this. This is so great.
And
it's not always.
Are afraid, too. I can remember right. another time doing a support group, and there was a young man there. I'm thinking he's 40-ish, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We used to call that.
Yes, now that I'm a senior citizen. But so we were chatting in the support group, and I remember the guy was a landscaper, and he was taking care of his mom. And he didn't realize that he could have somebody come in and bathe his mom.
Right.
And he was so happy that he just came to that support group that one day and found that one thing out, because that was part of his biggest dilemma. I can make dinner for my mom. I can take my mom to the doctors. I'm not bathing my mom. And when he came in that support group and found out that, because people don't know, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
I didn't know that when I took care of my mom. Not that I would have somebody come in and bathe, but I didn't even know that stuff was available.
Well, my mother didn't like me bathing her. She was private. She didn't want her daughter to do it.
No. No. As like I said, never did I think I would change either of my parents' diapers. You know, but what happens, what happens. But right now, we need to hear from our most wonderful partners, because you know the story. If you don't hear from them, you don't get to hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver. that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Did you notice just now in that caregiver affirmation, one of the lines was, I am who I am and I allow others to be who they are? Well, the holidays are coming up. And sometimes that is a little easier said than done. Especially when we're dealing with family members and a lot of different personalities. And I think usually, you always say that there's usually one child that is the main caregiver, I find. Many families do work together as a team, but there's usually one main one. And I call it, it's usually the designated daughter. And I find it's usually the youngest one, the one that lives closest, or the single one. Well, sometimes the oldest, but whatever. And they're the main caregiver for mom or dad or whoever we're taking care of. And now the holidays come, so they're probably having it at their house because that's where mom and dad lives. And now brothers and sisters are going to come in and tell you what you're doing wrong and what you should be doing and mom needs a haircut and that kind of stuff. And so how do we get through it with the holidays? So the first thing I want to say about that is it's not about you. It's not about you. Many times what they're coming in, they're complaining about is about them. You find that people that complain most about things, usually they complain about things that are what they do. I don't like the way she says that, or I don't like the way she does that, and they're the ones doing the same kind of thing. So please think about that. It's not about them. And one of the main things, too, you know, sometimes kids have a pacifier or a blanket or something. Bring something with you, whether it is a stone in your pocket, whether it is a bracelet, whether it is something that can distract you. And maybe just say, okay, I need to ground myself here. These people are making me crazy. And if you plan this out and think about it ahead of time, right, don't you think that's a good idea?
Absolutely. I actually just bought weighted blankets. Oops. And I know you probably can't carry around a 10 or 12-pound blanket with you everywhere, but I think those are just huge for calming some of that. And if you're going to a family's house, why not take a blanket with you?
I mean, yeah,
something to put on the couch and sit there and help, you know, calm some anxiety or things like that.
You know, we talked about it on the show last week, too, and to bring it up again today. Also, you know, it can be very frustrating, all the lights, all the action, all the everything that's going on, that if everybody could have, like, some kind of quiet space in their house.
Absolutely. That's very important for people to there's a lot of commotion, and the person you're caring for, a mom or dad or, you know, whoever it is in your family, is probably not used to all of that because usually you're trying to control the situation for
right,
them.
And you're on your routine.
Right, absolutely. And they're very out of their routine and, you know, grandkids might be screaming or running around or who knows. So.
Pets. Yeah, kids bring their dog over too and all of a sudden the dog's running around. It's really true. And you may love the dog, but, you know, it's tough. And too, and maybe we have to pipe it down a little bit. Maybe we don't have to have all that mass confusion and have so much stuff. You know, this year, when I was younger, I took out a lot more decorations. There was a snow baby in every room. There was a Santa in every room. There was a baby Jesus in every room. You know what? This year, I'm putting up my nativity. I'm putting up my tree and a couple of important things to me. Mm-hmm. My Christmas is going to be just as nice. It's not going to be any less nice or anything like that.
Right.
It's less aggravation for myself. It's just easier all around. But like we say, for someone who is a senior or has a disability or something, it can be very agitating, if anything. And that's the last thing you want to do is agitate. Now, another thing I want you to think about is, can you try to wait before you speak?
When someone
Do I have to?
When someone comes out and they say something like that, so I was thinking about this. I was typing this up this morning. I was thinking about it. So somebody says something you don't like. So the first thing you can turn around and you can say, this is if you don't pause. You turn around and you go, I always guessed that you were an idiot, and you've just confirmed that. Now, I don't know how well that would really go if I said that to somebody in my family, or I could maybe reframe it and breathe before I and think about it, and maybe I would come out with, I'm sorry, I have to run to the restroom. But hold that thought, or actually don't. Well, I think you still got your point across. Maybe it wasn't as nasty. But think about that. Sometimes you really do just need to walk away from it.
I think you laugh.
Yeah.
That embarrasses me. Yeah. It does.
It's true. But you have to find a way to handle it.
Yeah, I guess my first thought about that is, certainly in my younger years, I thought everybody was entitled to my opinion.
Exactly. And I still feel that way.
Well, I do too, mostly. But
but you don't always tell everybody.
I don't always tell everybody. You have to temper yourself a little and, you know, just, I guess, trying to, I don't know, think about the situation and the people that are there.
So lots of times when you snap, then you just feel bad about it later.
Of course you do.
You know, you just feel bad about it later. Why didn't I say that? Why didn't I shut my mouth? Or, you know, whatever kind of
thing. Right. Why try to cause all this chaos in the family?
Yeah. And maybe before the family comes over, we need to practice some of these things.
Oh,
just think about
it, a
response you might say, because you could get used to it, you know, if it's something easy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I never thought of it that way. You know what I'm
and
saying?
I never will again.
Well, that's what you need Lynn and I as a team.
Right.
Because I could say the beginning part, she could say the second part, she gets in trouble, not me.
Right.
But no, really, sometimes just think about it before you get there, because I think preparation for anything is better if you're prepared about what's going on. You know, and be a friend to yourself. Mm-hmm. Be a friend to yourself. You know, lots of times when I have to deal with a difficult person, I'm saying even like in business, I know I have to meet somebody and they're not the easiest person to do business with or whatever. Or I'm a little nervous maybe. Maybe it's my own stuff. You know, and I'll just say to them in my mind as I'm walking towards their office or whatever, I'm coming with love. I'm coming with love. And it just changes everything. It changes the whole schematics of the whole thing. And it makes things calmer. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I feel better. You know, and you know what I say?
And that's all we're worried about.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I have that sign on my bathroom mirror that says, you're looking at the person responsible for your happiness today.
Exactly.
And I believe that. You're looking at it, nobody else can do it. You got to, you know, it's nice if you have somebody that wants to make you happy and is there to treat you and if, you know, be good, but you're really responsible for your stuff. So, Sandra, give us some other tips for the holidays with caregivers and tell us a little bit more about coaching and that kind of thing.
So I think certainly, you know, a lot of times as caregivers, when you talk about taking care of yourself first, you know, a lot of times you get eye rolls and I don't have time.
Like when
I don't have money, I don't have time, all these things. And there's so many things that you can do just at home, even in, you know, 1 minute. I actually just posted today about just, you know, taking 30 seconds to take some deep breaths, you know, just take a deep breath in for 5 seconds and take 10 seconds to let that deep breath out and do that 2 or 3 times. And that's just a very small thing that you can do. You know, do some meditations, and there's so many apps now that you can get a 3 or 5 minute meditation that you can just do even before you start your day. I know they say meditation says, you know, don't do that in bed, but I wake up in the morning and do a meditation before I get started, and I'm very relaxed there. So.
Exactly, and you got to do what works for you.
Absolutely.
Know, a couple of weeks ago, I had like a really, really stressful kind of day, and I just laid on my bed, and I just said to Alexa, play meditation music.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laid on that bed for like an hour. I didn't want to go to sleep or nothing. I just wanted to just...
Right. Absolutely.
And it worked.
Yeah. And those are the things that you can do that just, they take no, very little time. They certainly don't cost any money. I mean, we always talk about, you know, go get a massage or go do this. And I mean, some people just really
can't afford it
and don't have time for it. And so I just say, think about those little things that you can do, just those 30 seconds, minute, you know, 2 to 5 minutes that you can find in your day to do something. And then, like you said before, be prepared for, you know, the holidays. Your siblings are not news to you, so you
exactly.
know.
Oh, surprise! Mary's here!
You know how they're going to act. I mean, and you can prepare yourself for that. And, you know, choose to walk away when they say something. And also know that sometimes that, oh, mom needs a haircut, oh, why don't you do this or why don't you do that, sometimes that's their own guilt speaking because they're not there to provide maybe right. the help that you need or that you think you should be getting from them or whatever. So sometimes
times I don't think they even understand how much you do or what you're doing. You know, and this is the other story with the holidays. You know what happens? Everybody comes to visit. Dad's great. What are you talking about? Dad might need to go into a community or something. Well, you know what? Dad can fake it.
Absolutely.
We can all fake it. You know the family's coming, the adrenaline gets up and everything. And Dad looks like Dad's just fine. And maybe he could do it for a few hours. Maybe he could do it for a day or two.
Right.
But you need to go stay there for a week, sister. And see what it's like.
Or you could do what I did.
Yeah, tell them what you did.
My husband was in the hospital and he was having hallucinations. The doctor says he's going home. I said, I can't take him home. He was really getting violent.
He's bad.
They went, he's gone. Well, I didn't. I put him in an outpatient thing, and his kids came down. And I said, John, I can't do it anymore. We've got to get some help. And John said, oh, I'm sure he's fine. I'll take him home. I said, well, I won't be with you. And that killed me. But I said, I won't be with you. And I went to my sister's. Got a call 7 o'clock the next morning. Where did you say those places were? Because now they were alone. If I was there,
you would be taking care of everything and whatever, right?
Right.
And it was really all I could do because I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. So you know what? So think about this. The family members we're talking to that are listening to this show, not the direct caregivers or the neighbor or whatever. Just do something to help the caregiver, please.
Just ask them what they need.
Right. Ask them what they need. And it could be very simple. It might be wrapping their Christmas presents for them.
Oh, I like to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to send all mine to you. I don't know if I would say that on the radio.
I do.
And she makes them, they look like Macy's.
I love wrapping.
Bows and
everything. Awesome.
But see, that's something you could do so easy for a neighbor. Or maybe you could go over to the neighbor and say, can I just help you set up your tree? Because maybe it's too much for them to do by themselves, you know? Or maybe you could say, maybe I could just, like, go up to the store and pick you up a little tree, you know, instead of you have to think about that big tree. Or maybe just pick up the little tree and just bring it over.
Yeah. Or a nice poinsettia.
Yeah. Or
a
something.
Fake one, right?
Pardon?
Yeah, a fake one.
If it's going to Lynn's house, it's fake.
If it's outside, it's...
If it's anywhere by your house, it's...
But I'll just let you know, I throw them out at the end of the season. They don't come back again. It's like, so I pretend they're real, now they're done.
Oh my goodness.
They turn pink.
They do, especially in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they might stay red in New York. They're not staying red here. Yeah. All right. What's some other advice you could say around the holidays, something caregivers should do for themselves? Either one of you ladies, pipe up.
Reach out. Just reach out when the opportunity arises. Don't say no to it. Take every advantage you possibly can. Don't feel guilty about it because what you do every single day is definitely worth that little bit of help that you're going
to get. And knowing that reaching out might not be, can you bathe my mom? Can you take her to the doctor? Or can you watch my spouse? Maybe it's just, could you come over and watch TV with my loved one for an hour or two just so I can chill?
Oh, absolutely.
Just so I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know, I think that can be one of the biggest gifts of all. Mm-hmm. Just let me do that.
You need that time. Everybody, whether you're a caregiver or not, everybody needs that time. Because in some way, shape, or form, we are all a caregiver.
Yeah.
Whether it be to a loved one who's sick, or your children.
Or a baby.
It doesn't matter. In some way, shape, or form. Or a friendship. You're a caregiver, no matter. I looked at you, too, and thought of that. Sorry. But no matter what, and sometimes you just need that hour to yourself to do nothing.
Yeah, and that's okay, and you deserve that.
Hence the reason why I have nails.
Yeah,
that's my 2 hours every 2 weeks to just be by myself.
Yeah.
And do that.
Yeah.
That would be punishment to me.
Yeah, to her.
I'm sorry.
No. Well, excuse me, to each his own.
A nail polish that came off of my toes yesterday.
Yeah, she's definitely not the foo-foo girl. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, but just taking a little bit of that time, caregivers, you really deserve it. And you'll come back a better caregiver. You'll come back a better caregiver.
You do.
There's so many times that people finally decide, okay, I'm finally going to bite the bullet and let somebody else come, you know, for a few hours. And then they come home and they go, wow, you're much nicer than you were when you left. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you can be much nicer.
But even when they get home, the relationship between mom, daughter, mom, dad, whoever it was and is, the caregiver versus the elderly parent, the relationship seems to re-flourish
yeah.
when they have that time, because it's not just the caregiver getting away, which is very important, but it's mom or dad who's got that few minutes with somebody else to talk to, somebody else to watch TV with, have that cup of tea with that ain't you, and you ain't hearing the same silly story over and over again. A young couple
that's just right. been talking to baby talk.
Right.
They've been
right.
And now they get to go out for a night for a couple hours, and they come back, and then they like the baby again.
Right.
You know? They want to hear the baby talk, right. but it's true. It's exhausting.
It definitely makes a big difference.
It's exhausting.
In the communication and the relationship between the two at that point.
Oh. All right, guys. Time to listen to our news from our wonderful partners, and we'll be back in a little while. Don't go away. It's Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And you know what happens when you hear those horns? It's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On December 11th, Seasons of Bel Air is having an outdoor celebration from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. There will be lights, music, dancing, holiday photos, food, raffle prizes, and more. Please RSVP to 727-754-9797. Nice music. Mm-hmm. On December 16th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. No tickets will be sold. It is by donation. There will be raffles, door prizes, complimentary snacks at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163.
I hear they're having ballet this year, too.
Oh.
Yeah, some really good ballerinas are going to be there, so that should be fun. It's a nice family event.
Yes, I bet it is. On January 22nd from 8:30 to 3 p.m. at St. Paul United Methodist Church in Largo is Senior Empowerment Day featuring author Bobby Lewis. To RSVP, call 800-211-4292.
And the Senior Empowerment Day, I'm speaking that day. I think at like 1 or 2 o'clock I'll find out. We're going to be talking about purpose for your loved one. The Largo Police Department will be there. There'll be a lot of safety tips. There'll be a lot of scam stuff to learn about and just a whole bunch of information. So come on down.
That's great. If you have incontinence issues and cannot afford the supplies you need, you can call the helpline for Diapers for Dignity at 727-217-8111 or 1-800-963-5337.
And we know it's tough, and lots of times people don't have the money to buy some of these supplies they need, but there are places. And if ever you're stuck with looking for something, looking for a piece of equipment, a walker or anything, I have a lot of resources. You know, you can call me at 727-365-8383, or you know how to get a hold of me, because we can do that, and it's important.
Kelly's thing is today, isn't it?
Yeah, Kelly's going to be giving away a lot of equipment today. Hoyer lifts and wheelchairs and walkers that would have went into a landfill.
That's
that fabulous. Will now be for people that couldn't afford to get them. So that's really good. So go out there and do that. And you know, another thing too, when we're just going to talk a little bit about incontinence with the holidays, things happen. And if you're going to be taking your loved one out, maybe they don't feel so comfortable. I don't want to feel like I'm wearing a diaper. You know what I call them? And this is what I've been telling my caregivers. I call them their confidence pants. Just put these pants on. These are your confidence pants because you know if you put these on, then you're going to be okay and you're going to be confident. Then you can go out. And I don't know if it's just the word. You know, sometimes the wording makes a difference. But people have seemed to say, you know what? When I said that to my loved one, just put these confidence pants on. It was a whole different take to that. So think about that. So before we have one more talk with you ladies, I want to talk about the caregiver contest. The caregiver contest. It's going to be a big deal, this caregiver contest. The prize will be awarded on our show on December 29th. Go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. I've been putting it on Facebook. I've been putting it out there. And this is what people say, oh, I should nominate my friend. And I go do it. And they don't do it. Do it. Do it. It takes you 5 minutes to do it. Just go there and nominate them. We don't pick and choose. We put everybody's name in a hat because all caregivers are winners to us. And we pick one out and all their names roll into the next month. But for the December, the person who wins is going to get 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands. They're going to get a gift basket from Palm Garden. They're going to get a gift card from the mortgage company. They're going to get a haircut from Nikki Rooney. They're going to get a massage from Massage Envy and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to be in this basket. Caregivers really deserve this. And it's very funny in the past when we have awarded a prize and the caregiver comes, they go, do I have to do it all in one day? I'm like, no, this is not to stress you. This is why we're doing this. But it's a wonderful thing because lots of times it's the first exposure to some respite care for a caregiver. So, and every person that is entered into the contest gets something. So do something nice for them. Please go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. You can find the caregiver affirmation on there, and you can find all our shows from day one till day now. As I say, you don't need a date for this show. You can come at 12 o'clock on Saturday, or you can go 24/7 to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. So, ladies, first of all, tell our listeners where they can get a hold of you.
I knew you were going to ask me that. Assisting Hands Home Care, and our web address is www.assistinghandspasco.com.
And your phone number?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's your personal number?
My personal number is on my business card.
So tell them.
727-645-9188.
Okay. Sandra, tell us how we can get a hold of you and just give us a little bit more about what coaching is and what people, how you could help them.
Right. So I do some one-on-one coaching. It's just private conversations to talk about, you know, setting boundaries, dealing with guilt, frustration, any of those things that you're challenged by, to help you, you know, just function better as a caregiver and get some of the support that you need. Support groups, you know, are really great, but sometimes people need a little bit more than that. Yep. Or maybe they can't get out of the house to do that.
Right.
So
maybe they don't like to talk with other people.
Maybe they don't. And maybe they just don't want to, you know, talk about things
personal.
In front of other people.
Right. Do you go to their home if they need to be?
Really, this is mostly on the phone, or I can do Zoom calls or FaceTime, something like that, if they want to do a video chat. So it gives them the opportunity to really do that from anywhere at their time and not have to leave the house if they don't want to. My website is thecaregiverscoach.org. And my email is hello@thecaregiverscoach.org. And my phone number is, 864-265-1460.
Thank you. Thank you both of you for being on the show today, Lynn. And I really appreciate you. And I'm sure our caregivers are glad to hear some of the information that they got today. Get help for yourselves. You know, your caregiving, you know what I say all the time, your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience in your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it. You can also call me for help. Sometimes the family will just have me come in and meet with the family, with the brothers and sisters, and just try to get people on the same page. Because sometimes an outsider can come in and say something that a brother or a sister or somebody can't. So if you see some of this stuff going on during the holidays, think about it. Get yourself to a support group or a memory cafe, or just go for a walk.
Have a piece of chocolate.
Have a piece of chocolate, especially with the holidays. So next week, we're going to have Stephanie Edwards, our favorite attorney.
I love her.
So if you have any questions that you want to ask an elder care attorney, you can email them to me this week at lindaburhans@aol.com or go onto my Facebook page. And if you have any questions that you want to ask, we'll also have on Frank Pasco from Assisted Senior Locators. Where they are senior home transitions, yeah.
And he's from Pasco.
Yeah. So he's a great guy. He's in Better Living for Seniors, and they just won at the Halloween party. Him and his wife won the best costumes because they were Silver Santas.
Oh, how cute!
So it was very cute. It was very cute. So thanks so much for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate you guys. I know it's not easy always to sit down and just listen to this show, but I'm here for you in whatever way you need. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. And nothing. Whoa.